Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dan is like this, what was the guy's name? Bill Graham, I think, was the rock impresario who warred with the Stones, the Beatles, and everybody else. Dan managing major tribute bands to come to Dom Day now. It's on his resume somewhere, I believe. and it's amazing, Dan, if we could someday reveal all the people that have been invited to Dom Day. Why not? You never know. They might show up there. It's going to need a lot of space. Let's go. Let's go to Wolf here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wolf, welcome back. Thanks for playing with us today. Thanks for being on board.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having us. Let me tell you, Dan is a natural Bill Graham.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Well, thanks for the comment.
He probably doesn't know who Bill Graham is, the Fillmore and all that. That guy, yes.
Another one, I don't know whether it's an insult or a compliment, but I'll take it.
It's a compliment. Yeah. He was a big-time promoter. He handled Zeppelin, Bad Company, Aerosmith back in the day in the 70s. He was responsible for bringing all these bands and, you know, bringing them over and making them all like what they are today. So it's a good compliment. You're doing great.
You ever associate with Bill Graham? I mean, you've been around with everyone, it seems like, when we converse.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no, I was never that lucky. I'm not that old, Dan.
No.
All right, so Bill Graham and Dan, once again, a cultural reference. Okay, Wolf. Now, why this name Wolf all of a sudden? I got a whole bunch of names I have to memorize for this Friday. I'm just going to call you Wolf.
It should be easier than the full name, Dom.
Yeah. Oh, yes, so I'll be doing that.
Well, well, it is what happened. I'll make it real short. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I was playing in a band called The Rock. This is like in the middle 90s, and I used to have a Ford Bronco, and you know how the tire, to have a spare tire, used to be on the back. Mm-hmm. Well, my brother-in-law decided, he knew this lady that painted tire covers, and he just threw it on my car, and it was a picture of a wolf. So I pull up to the club, and I back up, and the sound tech sees the back of the tire cover and starts going, "Wolf, wolf." I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" That was in 1995. So half the people I talk to don't even know my real name. They're like, "Oh, you know Anthony Starwood?" No, Wolf. Oh yeah, we know him. He's a drummer.
Just call him Wolf. That's what we'll use on Fridays.
And that's it, Wolf.
So
fine.
You played for the great, I heard Angelo on Dan the other day on WIP. It was unbelievable stuff. Outraged that Wilt Chamberlain wasn't on a Mount Rushmore. But you played for Angelo's great debate, and sometimes... what's your best story on that? That used to be on Comcast, I guess. I know a brawl could break out there in any second. So, what did you witness?
It was really cool. The band I had actually did it for 2 years, and I witnessed a really really cool story. The cool thing was that so we used to eat dinner, and it was at Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. So we were up like in the catwalk, and then we're getting something to eat. And all the guys are there, John Clark from Channel 10, and I actually met Scott Hartnell there and some people. Well, anyway, I hear these people playing songs, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I go up there, what's his name? Al Morgani was playing the guitar, and Marty Bystrom was on my drum set.
Well, wait a minute. Dan, didn't you say that's my rider? I'm allowed to play with the drums of any group that we have, Dan,
oh, yeah,
right?
don't suggest me. You know Wolf's going to let it happen, Dom.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I love that suggestion because I just heard you say Stocker's going to be there. We got a whole band right here. You got the Earl of Tyconi, Stocker on the drums, Dan on guitar, and whoever else wants to pitch in.
You know what? that's not a bad idea. That might work. And Wolf, I hear that you've acted too. What roles have you played?
Yeah, well, what happened was about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I went to an open casting call. They were looking for a drummer with longer hair to play in this Planet Fitness commercial. So I walked in the place in Allegheny Avenue, and I walked in. There was like 150 drummers there. I knew a lot of them. I actually tried to walk out, and my friend actually kept me there. And lo and behold, long story short, I wound up getting a role. So I was on this national commercial for like 2 weeks for Planet Fitness. And after that, a girl took some headshots, and then I was in the mayor of Easttown. I was in, I just got finished doing some work for Apple Plus TV on Catamount.
Okay, very nice.
The picture's going to be coming out. And then I actually found my way into the union after all these years. So last year I was actually afforded the opportunity to get in the union. And then, so I've done another... I played a werewolf in the... a wolf, a zombie, and the... I forget what the movie was. It came out. It was on Netflix. But yeah, so I just start doing stuff like that, and then little by little, you know, they just call me for acting parts and background parts. And the thing on Apple Plus TV, I had to play a biker. I went and did that, and then I wound up getting the union. But Dom, I got to tell you, I know you're real fanatical about your hair.
Yes.
I think I might have you a little beat. My hair's a little longer than yours, but. You know, I like to keep my hair nice, too, so we might have
Now, Dan, news, Roe has agreed to stroke my hair there, to pull my hair, whatever to suggest. Oh, yes.
Can we do that while Burning Sky Place feels like making love? Am I going to try to get it well?
Exactly.
Roe has agreed. We're going to shut this Tony guy up out there. So, Wolf, we will put the two hairs side by side. Now, where do people find your band and everything about you, Wolf, in case they miss Friday, which is impossible, but what do they do?
Nope. So, we have a website. It's www.theburningskyband.com. All our information is there. We're upcoming shows. We have a Facebook page, and it's the same thing, The Burning Sky Band, New Jersey. We're all over the place. We have a Google for business page. If you just put Burning Sky Band, we'll come up. We actually have, right after we do your event on Friday, we have a show to do at the Blue Arrow Farm. It's in Pine Island, New York, and we're going to be playing there. It's a big festival they have. We're actually going to be playing side by side with a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and we have some other dates coming up. We play the Landis Theater in October. There's some stuff. You can find us on the website. Everything's right there.
Wolf, we will enjoy this on Friday, and particularly the hair. Can't wait, Wolf. Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, guys. Dan, keep up the good work. You know, you might have a shot.
Thank you, Wolf.
You might have the next Bill Graham.
Thank you, Dan. Dan will show up in a mogul outfit. All right, I'm coming.
It's getting bigger by the minute.
Yeah, it's a lightning round.
Hey, don't mean to cut you off, but Catamount, that series, he was talking about Sinking Spring, that's the one that Real Guido is also going to be in. So now we know a cop that's in the show and the biker.
All right, well, they need a. If they need a talk show host and producer or producers, we're ready to go.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.